Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Saturday, April 22nd, is the annual Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop, when galleries throughout Duluth, from Canal Park to the UMD, Duluth Art Institute, and the 315 Gallery, Armory Arts, they all open their doors to celebrate. This event is fun for the whole family, and there's opportunities to see or make or buy art. Participating galleries will be hosting receptions with music and open studios and all kinds of art demonstrations starting at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. depending on the event. UMD starts their open studios celebration at 1 p.m. and at 4 convene in the Tweed for the annual juried student exhibition. I spoke with two UMD graphic design students, Gannon McDonald and Jenna Cassara, about open studios.
So for open studio, a lot of the students and the student organizations here on UMD come together to plan awesome events for the public to come in and enjoy. We really like to show off what we do here at UMD.
Yeah, and usually all sorts of age groups of people come, and there's candy and there's events and people get to paint and play with a lot of the materials that studio art majors play with, and then also some graphic design stuff. So it's pretty fun. This year I am helping out with the animation room, which is in A.B. Anderson 345, I think.
Oh, wow. Tell us a little bit more about that, the animation room.
Yeah, so we're going to do stop-motion animation and chalkboard drawing. So somebody can just draw whatever they want to on the chalkboard, and periodically, probably me, will be taking pictures, and then we'll be assembling them together so that when we play them all in a row, it'll look like the action of them drawing. So it'll be a cool little animation. We did it last year, and it was a lot of fun, so...
Oh, fantastic. So yeah. There will be like demonstrations and other kind of hands-on things?
Yep. One of the graphic design professors, David Short, will be doing kind of like a
letterpress.
Letters so you can create your own mantra, he likes to call it. And then there's also like mantra cards that you can make that you can actually take home.
I think Molly is doing a demonstration in the ceramics studio in the basement. So That's cool. I think also the sculpture room is going to do something special too. I think they're doing wheel throwing.
Do graphic design students usually create the poster or?
Yeah, so the student design organization kind of comes together to create the poster. There's one student for one of her classes, she had to create a wayfinding experience, so we're really going all out in order to make sure that people can navigate the school.
How cool is it that people from the public then now come into these spaces that maybe you've used for a number of years?
It's really great for people to come in and see that graphic designers really put a lot of time and effort into creating posters and other experience design. Takes a lot more time than you would expect, so we really like to show it off.
Just the sheer amount of like technical skill that is required to do all of the stuff, and then to have the opportunity for people who don't do it every day to come in and sit down and try to do it. People don't get experience every day, so it's definitely fun for people to go and interact with.
So besides Open Studio, which will be going on during the day, then the annual student art exhibition is happening at the Tweed with a reception and awards.
There's a lot of works by all sorts of the fine art students. There's some ceramics work in there. There's this big shark that's hanging from the ceiling that's made out of fabric. There's one of the graphic design students did sort of a type project where they carved easy out of a pie crust. So there's different work that isn't necessarily like poster design or things like that. There's all sorts of interactive things that were three-dimensional that the graphic design students made, or even there's a lot of photo series too. So there's all sorts of work in there.
Yeah, so the two jurors for this show this year were both graphic designers. They graduated from UMD, so they have a lot of roots here, and Homer Rutledge, one of the jurors, he now works at Google, which is super inspiring to see that, I mean, you can come out of UMD and end up at a huge company that impacts a lot of people's lives. And
Yeah, they were both motion design, specifically like video and animation, which was super cool because there are some opportunities for students to do some similar work that they did. So to see what they can come up with a couple of years down the road was really inspiring.
Gannon McDonald and Jenna Cassara joining us here on Radio Gallery. Open studios at UMD for Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop happens from 1 to 4 p.m. with the annual student exhibition reception and award ceremony at 4 at the Tweed Museum of Art. The Art and Design annual exhibition is up through April 30th at the Tweed. You can find a full schedule of Art for Earth Day events happening in Duluth at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.